Hey guys, it's Erin Andrews from Calm Down with Erin and Carissa. So they say you can't plan for the unexpected, but whoever said that obviously didn't know about Aflac. You probably know the Aflac Duck, but you might not know what Aflac can do for you. For example, did you know they pay cash that can help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover? If you get sick or injured, Aflac pays cash that can be put towards copays and deductibles to even non-medical expenses like rent or your mortgage payments. It's completely up to you. Get help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover. Visit Aflac.com to learn more.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/iHeart. That's greenlight.com/iHeart.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.
We're shipping Father's Day gifts with a rapid-fire round of questions. Ready?
Yes, my gift. Can you pack it?
Yep.
Ship it?
Yes.
Guarantee it?
Of course.
Oh, send a set of golf clubs.
Oh, hole in one.
Protect electronics? Dog-proof it? Return it if they hate it?
Yes, no, and yeah.
Are you the UPS store?
Hey, we have a winner!
Visit theupsstore.com/guarantee for full details. Most locations are independently owned. Products, services, prices, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS Store. Visit a store today.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
The ever-evolving case against Brian Koberger. We're going to get into it today. The defense is laser focused, if you've noticed the headlines in the last week or two, on two pieces of evidence that they hope will create reasonable doubt. Unidentified male DNA at the crime scene and the potential weaknesses in how investigators obtained their forensic evidence. Are they anything, or are they big nothing burgers? Pardon the pun to Koberger, as his attorneys argue that the presence of DNA from two identified men raises questions about whether law enforcement prematurely locked in on their client while ignoring other potential suspects. But does that argument really actually hold a lot of weight, or is it just kind of the classic defense strategy to muddy the waters, which we all know Ann Taylor is very good at? To help us break it all down, we're joined by retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer, an expert in the area of criminal investigations and forensic analysis. Jennifer, when we're talking about investigators finding unidentified DNA at a crime scene, how big of a deal is it? I suppose it all depends on where it was found and all that, but how do they determine whether it's relevant to the case or just incidental? And in your experience, how often do defense teams unsuccessfully use that kind of evidence to challenge a prosecution's case?
Well, when you look at this particular case, so you have to really focus on all the factors surrounding this DNA. Mm-hmm. As an example, the DNA that's found on the inside, first of all, identifying, is this blood DNA? Is this touch DNA? Is this hair? Is this semen? What is this? In this case, I believe they said it is blood DNA. Mm-hmm. So from there, that is could be significant, but you have to consider what kind of a house this was.
Yes.
This was a house where dozens and dozens of individuals were often partying, having a good time, and people were in that home that the renters, the deceased, unfortunately, didn't even know. Mm-hmm. We've seen the film footage, you know, where are the people who rent this house? Oh, they're not even here.
Yeah.
And that's just one party example. So you have to really take everything in context in terms of the amount of people in and out of the home. If you had a home with two elderly people, no one ever came in, no one ever came out, and then you had that blood, it could be more significant. But remember, DNA can last for quite a long period of time on any given object in the form of blood. Mm-hmm. And so from that regard, you can't make any particular leaps. And this, in my opinion, completely waters down the blood DNA that they're citing. One example of unidentified on that banister, by the way.
Yes. When I heard this, I mean, I know there's a lot of headlines out there about it. I know some of our headlines that are out there about it that make you go, what's this? So then you read about it, you watch it, and you go, oh, okay, I get it better. But my initial thought was, it's a party house. And it's what these two other examples were found in areas you're probably going to find blood DNA, or at least touch DNA, a handrail, and a glove outside. I cook all the time, so I'm lucky today. I didn't cook this week, so my hands are cut free. But on a week where I'm normally cooking, there's usually at least something where on a handrail, in a glove, I'm sure you'd find my blood DNA there, at least a trace of it. So a hand railing isn't that shocking. It wasn't near the bodies like the touch DNA was on the knife sheath. And when we're talking about the outside, I challenge anyone in a northern state where it's cold out, especially a college town. I've lived in several. And you go out for a walk in winter at night or any time of the day, really, you will find probably within 15 minutes, 2 to 3 gloves laying out somewhere that somebody dropped, whether it's in the road, on the sidewalk, in somebody's lawn. And again, if you're wearing gloves and you live your life in any way, shape, or form, you're likely going to find that person's DNA in that blood, I would think.
Well, yeah, all good points, Tony. And let's take it one step beyond that with the glove. That glove was found well after the crime. Mm-hmm. It was found by a creator. Mm-hmm. It was found on the cartilage. It wasn't as if it was up into the crime scene. Mm-hmm. And I completely believe that that had been searched and this was left after. It was really found out there in and around where the trash cans would be. And again, well after. So this doesn't surprise me at all, as you said, with all the people passing by that house, dozens and dozens of people, just to look, that somebody wouldn't have dropped a glove. And no, I don't believe it was missed by the initial crime scene mm-hmm. individuals. I've looked at so many pictures of that area trying to see, you know, any sign of that glove being there around the 13th, and it just wasn't.
Yeah.
So for people to make the leap that because a glove was found there well after the date of the event is just, it's a big leap.
It is a leap. I mean, it makes for a great headline if you're a YouTuber or something and you're trying to find something. But again, does it really mean anything at all, especially if it's very likely left after the fact? And yes, great point. It was a place of gawking for a little while there, and a place that people were also going and lighting candles and paying tribute and trying to make some peace and say goodbye to their friends. So there was a lot of people coming and going from that very specific location. One of the points that Ann Taylor is making in her arguments here is, well, why was these two pieces of blood DNA not in the report? Can you answer that?
Well, first of all, I always say whenever you hear something in court and whenever it's espoused by a lawyer, take a minute and sure. and think about exact context and what their drive is. So we unfortunately are not able to see much of this information she's mm-hmm. referring to, because so much is under seal. Mm-hmm. So I would say, I don't know if that's accurate or not. I mean, I take a very critical eye when it comes to attorneys saying things like this, mm-hmm. Because they're saying it from the vantage point and, you know, that they want to draw. In addition, what I found shocking is there's not much more DNA that hasn't been identified. Very early on in the case, I mentioned that imagine how much time it is going to take for all the known individuals that would have been in that house, all the fraternity, sorority, anybody that Dylan and, you know, the surviving roommate and Bethany could tell them about that was in and out of that house. Imagine all the DNA swabs that went on.
Yeah.
Imagine how much DNA has been found in that house, but it's been identified.
It's clear. Yeah.
Yeah. It's clear who it belonged to because they've swabbed all these people that were in and out. And so I'm surprised they didn't come back and say there's 15. So they did probably, I would believe, a remarkable job getting samples to, you know, to compare to, and there still may be more samples, and they may actually at some point be able to identify it. But again, party house, difficult to do.
Yeah.
And I take a lot of issue with how she phrased that.
Yeah.
It's Tony, I'm going to give you another example. Do you remember when a document came out and she said, no DNA found in the car, in the office, or in his apartment. Mm-hmm. But you notice she never mentioned 1122 King Road, which
True.
I always found glaring. So mm-hmm. by omission, did she not mention that because they found his DNA in other parts at that house there? And so, in other words, I don't know the report she's referring to, but I would need to see that report to comment.
Yeah. And I'm just trying to break down the questions that I'm seeing a lot of people asking this week about this, whether I know the answers or not.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
First, there was Tuesday. Then, there was Taco Tuesday. Now at Wendy's, there's Takis Tuesday. Get a new Takis Fuego meal, a.k.a. Takis Fuego chicken sandwich, Fuego fries inspired by Takis, a bag of Takis Fuego chips, a small drink, and also a small Frosty classic. Yes, you can get that any day, but on Takis Tuesday, the Frosty is free. Make every Tuesday a Takis Tuesday. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
With new McValue at McDonald's, you get more than you expect for breakfast. Like buy a sausage burrito and add a sausage McMuffin for a dollar. Get more than you expect with new McValue at McDonald's.
Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
Hey everybody, it's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by outsourcing around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. So when you buy from American Giant, you're taking a stand for hardworking people, local communities, and quality clothes. American Giant directly supports American manufacturers and ensures you aren't footing that tariff bill. Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.